This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here as we cover a lot of different things of interest and going on in the Umpqua Valley. From Greater Douglas United Way, Executive Director Brian Trinkle, thanks for coming over.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
So I guess, first of all, I want to talk about your campaign and what's going on, but just to get people up to speed if they aren't, remind people what the local chapter does with United Way.
Well, Greater Douglas United Way, we've been serving Douglas County since 1954. We just kicked off our 70th anniversary campaign back in September. Our sole focus is to help Douglas County become a better and safer place to live, work, and play. One of our missions in doing that is to help raise resources, money, people, and stuff to get back out to our nonprofit, our member agencies that are boots on the ground in the trenches, providing those much needed resources in our community.
So while United Way is a national or even maybe international name that people are aware of, your group is essentially its own entity, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We are part of the United Way Worldwide Network with the Caring Hands logo, but we are completely autonomous. Like I said, our sole focus is Douglas County. We do work with other local United Ways across the country, especially here in Oregon, learning best practices and sharing what works, what doesn't work, so that we can better serve our communities. But yeah, we are completely autonomous. We're locally governed, locally operated, solely focused on Douglas County.
So explain the annual campaign and talk about how many organizations you're seeking to help.
Well, our campaign kicked off, like I said, back in September. It typically runs through the end of March, the beginning of April. Our member agency network this year is 23 member agencies, and those agencies are also solely focused on helping improve the lives of our people here in Douglas County.
And maybe tell us a little bit more about a couple of them in particular.
Yeah, a couple that stand out. It's tough to really point out any two without without having the time to get in and talk positively about all 23. But two that really stand out. One is the Salvation Army. Our local office here in Douglas County is all about serving those in need, whether it's people that are struggling with food scarcities in their lives, whether it's a long-term situation or something was just an immediate setback in the here and now, to helping off with rent or utility assistance. They just kicked off their kettle bell ringing, raising funds for the holiday season. They're solely focused on helping Douglas County. On the other end of the spectrum, Douglas Cares. It's bittersweet to have an organization like that in our community. Douglas Cares, it's sad to say that we have to have an agency like that in our community. Their sole focus is to help the children of our community that have been victims of physical and or sexual abuse or assault in their lives. But we're blessed in that way. Most communities throughout Oregon, most counties, don't have one agency that is with that child and its family from the beginning of when that trauma took place to the very end, and helping them in the here and now with the trauma, as well as providing that long-term health and therapy and recovery that our children are needing. So those are two agencies completely into the spectrum as far as what they do, but both doing great works in our community, along with the other 21 member agencies.
And, of course, Douglas Cares, as we've talked about in other interviews, getting ready for a move before long.
Yeah, absolutely. We just helped them out this past Tuesday with our Pajamas, Pins, and Pancakes event over at Splits. Just Santa was there having pictures and eating some breakfast and bowling with some of our kiddos. So it helped raise some money for our local United Way. It got a lot of stuffed animals back into Douglas Care System. So it was a great event.
And, of course, being the leader of Greater Douglas United Way for a number of years, you've got to feel like you really know the community and what's going going on pretty well.
Yeah, this is my 13th campaign, 12 plus years of doing this. It's always mind-boggling. Just to see our agencies, hear their success stories, as well as just some of the situations that our community finds itself in. Our agencies, like I said, they're boots on the ground, doing those works, providing those services for our community.
And of course, some of the organizations, I mean, they really vary in size. Sometimes they've got bigger connections on a national level. And then you've got some agencies that are really one, maybe a couple part-time staff people.
Yeah, actually, one of our smallest agencies, Compassionate Friends, they're completely volunteer-led. I think their annual budget is about $2,500 to about $3,000. They get every penny of their funding comes from Greater Douglas United Way. To the other end of the spectrum, where we've got agencies like UCAN Housing and Feeding Umpqua, they get both state and federal funding, you know, and their budgets are, you know, into the six and seven digits. So our agencies follow anywhere in between.
And for people who maybe haven't had to access any or many of the agencies that you're helping out, do you ever wonder if sometimes people that don't need that help don't always really know what that level of help is needed by others?
Yeah. When I would go out and give presentations and just talk about the works that Greater Douglas United Way does and our member agencies, I used to say before the pandemic that just any one of us are one catastrophic event away from needing the very programs and services, whether it's being diagnosed with a terminal illness, you know, a catastrophic house fire, a car accident. But nowadays, especially with the way the economy is and coming out of the pandemic, those, you know, 3, 4, 5 years of just controlled chaos at best, it's no longer a catastrophic event. It could be something as simple as, Kyle, you missed a couple, 2-3 days of work last week. You know, you're out of sick time, you're out of vacation time, and now your paycheck's a couple $100 less than what it normally is, and you're struggling to put food on the table, you're struggling with utility payment, you're struggling to make rent that month. As small as that can be, it's also devastating, and that's what our families find ourselves in many times. So, a little bit of money coming from a whole lot of people helps make our campaign what it is, and it goes back into our community, helping those when life goes sideways.
And talk about, I'm sure that you've got some big contributors as well, but how much of your campaign of the funds raised really does come from those smaller contributions?
Yeah. The majority of our campaign, about 95% of our campaign, comes from the working citizens in Douglas County. You know, our largest donor historically has radically changed the way they fund us the last year and a half or so. So it's even more important for just the average citizen, and I don't mean that disrespectfully, just the working citizens in Douglas County, the businesses, the schools, our teachers, they're all supporters of our campaign through payroll deduction. And it's even more important for those that aren't involved to please consider being a part of it, because you never know when you're going to find yourselves in the need of getting a hand up.
All right, Brian Trinkle from Greater Douglas United Way. More in a moment. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. On Inside Douglas County tomorrow, Logan Bennett of the Oregon State University Extension Service talking about winter and agricultural topics here in Douglas County. Brian Trinkle of Greater Douglas United Way, Executive Director, in here now talking about the current campaign. So you've done probably a lot of presentations in the last few weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. We started our campaign presentations for this year probably mid-August, touching base with schools and teachers and educators as they're coming back in before the students arrive. We've been into banks, some small businesses. We're in full swing for campaign presentations.
So what happens during a campaign presentation?
Well, we sit down with staff. Typically, we're not asking for a specific meeting for us to present. We like to either tag team and join an already scheduled meeting, whether it's the first 15, 20 minutes of a meeting or the last 15, 20 minutes of a meeting. And we just share. We share our campaign theme. We share a little bit of what I shared earlier, just who we are, what we do, what our agencies are out there working on, some of our statistics, and telling some of our past successes. Because of the support that we've had over the years here in Douglas County, it's put us in a position to do some pretty awesome things when life really, really goes sideways. For example, UCC Strong, that was our response to the shooting tragedy at Umpqua Community College in 2015. You know, Snowmageddon, when COVID hit in 2020, we had our COVID relief fund. You know, a few months later, when the Archie Creek fire happened, we started a wildfire relief fund. None of those efforts could have happened if we had not received that support from our community through payroll deduction over, you know, the 60 plus years when 2015 happened. So that's just kind of who we are. That's how I present. I can't force anyone to give to our campaign. It's a community campaign. All I can be is an ambassador for our organization and an ambassador for our member agency networks that are providing the services.
I know that a lot of times when you do your kickoff, sometimes you'll bring in somebody or multiple people that have really been affected in a positive way by United Way, maybe getting help at a time that was really tough, and then ultimately turning it around and becoming their own success story.
Yeah, absolutely. Robert McKim, one of our board members, he's a close friend of mine. He's our board chair this year. He shared at our kickoff breakfast back in September, and he is exactly what you just described. In his younger days, as a teenager, just life was tough. I don't want to tell his story in depth or steal his thunder, but his words to me and to the group on our kickoff breakfast was, he wouldn't be here where he's at today if it hadn't been for Greater Douglas United Way and some of our member agencies.
Well, and when you see that opportunity to not just make kind of a Band-Aid that helps for a week or a couple of days or whatever, but really pushes somebody in the right direction that makes a big change. It really kind of changes your perspective.
Absolutely. And being part of our campaign, it shows that you are not alone. Giving to Greater Douglas United Way is the most powerful way to give back to our community. Your donation multiplies community impact, combining your gift with others. We can collectively accomplish in 1 year with our gifts to Greater Douglas United Way more than any one person could accomplish in a lifetime. So it truly is. It's a bang for your buck. It stays in our own backyard, so to speak. So what we raise here stays here. We're just trying to improve the lives of Douglas County.
Ian, what are you seeing? I know historically there was some data from years ago, but is Douglas County still kind of show up as one of the more generous counties?
Absolutely. I can't speak for other communities throughout Oregon, because Douglas County is the only place I've lived in Oregon. But of all of the communities I've lived in, from the Midwest, Nebraska, Wyoming, Kansas, Colorado, Idaho, and then Oregon, Douglas County is by far the most generous community that I've ever lived in. When life goes sideways, Douglas County steps up to the plate and makes things happen.
And what do you think that is in a county that's not certainly at all the richest county or anywhere close?
I think it's the heart of the people. I really do. We're a hardworking community, and it's been evident in the 25 years. Well, I've lived here for 25 years now. December 3rd was my 25-year anniversary living in Douglas County, and we've had multiple things happen in our community in those 25 years where when life goes sideways in a very, very bad way, Douglas County and our people have stepped up, not just to meet the need, but to exceed the need. We make it happen.
Talk about the role of your board and what they do.
our board. They're all Douglas County citizens as well, all volunteer. They kind of help me help our organization kind of set vision and goals. They hold me accountable. They've hired me, obviously, to do the day-to-day operations. But it's kind of, it's great checks and balances. We're just in conversations right now about what we're going to do here in the next 3 to 5 years to make ourselves even more viable and effective in our community. Just a great group of people, like-minded, like-hearted, and they just want to see not just our organization succeed, but they want to see Douglas County just become better.
When you talk about your campaign and going out meeting with employers, what about what are the opportunities for, you know, maybe people that work in a small business? Maybe there's just a handful of employees. You don't really have an organized structure to do a payroll deduction plan or things like that. How are they able to get involved?
They can get involved several different ways. They can go onto our website, which is www.gduway.org. You can give online. You can always stop by the office. We're on the corner of Cass and Jackson, downtown Roseburg, the old Ricketts Music Building. You can drop off a check, a cash donation. We've got a completely encrypted system where if you want to use a debit or credit card, you can give that way as well. The cool thing with our website is you can kind of set up a monthly ongoing recurring donation. It takes a few minutes to get that account set up, but once that happens, you can have just a monthly donation coming out of your bank account. It's all tax deductible, so it does lower your taxable income. So,
and talk about for people in business, how do they get connected to get a presentation?
They can always give me a call. You can call the office, 541-672-1734. You can shoot us an email. Stop by the office. If there are any employees out there, people that are interested in having a presentation for payroll deduction, please don't hesitate to reach out. Let me know. And it's always better coming from inside internally as a warm call as opposed to a cold call. If there are any business owners or leaders of organizations that are interested, don't hesitate to reach out. I would love to come in and just have a conversation.
What's one of the toughest things about running a United Way?
For me personally, I don't like asking people for money. And I know that sounds ironic, but I'm all about building relationships. I like to be hands-on, and I know raising money is the necessary means. But I would rather have conversations and then turn that over to someone else to be the person asking for money. But we've got a small staff. It's just Annette Rummel, Deb Young, and myself. So I serve as that role as executive director. But yeah, it's all for me, it's all about building relationships and educating people, being there to answer questions. So if something ever happens in their lives, whether it's themselves, a family member, a friend, a neighbor, I'm literally a phone call, a text message, an email away.
So are those relationships, is that sort of the brightest spot or the happiest part about doing this job?
Absolutely. Not just establishing those relationships, but we're in the process of scheduling our site visits with our member agencies. And that's when we go back out in early January to the end of February and just visiting with our agencies. It's a group of about 40, 45 volunteers that go with me in 6 different groups. It's not just one posse of people, but we just go out and it's a mini audit, so to speak. And we just hear the success stories of what our agencies are doing, and that's what really gets me motivated and focused on why I do what I do.
All right, Greater Douglas United Way Executive Director Brian Trinkle, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.